You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07:52 here in the great Northeast. That's AM, not PM. This beautiful Friday, August 29th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great restaurants, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, like August Buddy Kramer, Duryea, Joseph Wagner, Dunmore, Thomas Woods, Wilkes-Barre Township, Joseph Bronco Kiddish of Drifton, Robert Grovich, West Hazleton, and Michael Rowland, Springfield Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And, there's a veteran's tribute for you. Wow. Jerome Mullaney. Killed as a teenager in World War II, and his remains coming back. This is a big deal. By the way, my man Mark Hoover over at Rock 107, he said Buddy Kramer, one of the veterans we honored at 9:30, was his Duryea Little League coach. Great man, he says. And if Hoover says it, it is. And by the way, I know it firsthand. Amazing. We'll be talking about more about that. I'm going to try to get in touch with not for today, but Sarah Hofius Hall, who works now for the great local news operation at WVIA, and try to put something together for this Jerome Mullaney. It's astonishing. Hey, it's football season. Do you know what football season means? Well, it means a lot of things. It means back to school. It means the weather's going to get chilly. It means Festa Italiana. But you know what else? It means Weekend Warrior. He's back. Sid Hallinan, he's with us. It's a new year. Welcome back, Sid. How are you, my man?
Good, Bobby. Thank you. It doesn't seem that long ago we did the Super Bowl show, but we're back and we're ready to go.
Hey, Sid, you know, when we did it all last season, we had a blast. And we tried to get our buddy Ralph Romano, but he, you know, he didn't want to do the preparation you do. And so Weekend Warriors went back to solo. And, we got Chet Parlavecchio coming on, is going to do a wrap-up after. So we're going to follow up on these things. And I'm excited for a new football season, although I hate to have time passing by so quickly. Man.
Yeah, it does. It went by too fast, but we're ready to go. Football season, the start of it's great, Bob. You know that.
So. And I didn't give you much notice. I realized, I don't know what I was watching. I might have been watching, flipping through when I watched the news to prepare for the show, and Fox News had this thing about a huge game on Friday night, and I'm like, what? Football already? And I said, I got to get Sid going.
Yeah, we were ready, Bob. I was waiting for the call.
Beautiful. All right, well, what do you got, Sid? Fire away.
All right, what do we got? It's a big game tomorrow at noon. I'm surprised it's not a primetime game between Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State is a 1.5-point favorite. This is a great game. I mean, it's too bad it's not at the middle of the season.
Yeah.
But looking at it, both teams have very good rosters. Ohio State seemed to lose more than Texas, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The big talk has been about Arch Manning, who's going to be making only his third start for Texas. But I'm going to go with the road dog, Texas, getting 1.5 over Ohio State.
Mm. Now, all right, so Chet said, hey, with NIL and the transfer portal, it is impossible to pick these games. What went into that for you? What went into your selection?
Well, I like to pick them. If you ask me to pick these games, I'm going to pick them. I did Texas with the oil money down there, the NIL. There's a lot of money to go around in Texas. But, again, Ohio State spent $20 million last year. I think they said they spent $22 million this year. But it's wow. Just a competition of picking these games. I like Texas.
Mm-hmm. Neat. What other games are happening?
All right, we got Alabama and Florida State. Alabama's -13. It's an improved Alabama team from last year. Florida State's still Florida State. They were 2-10. Bama's going to be much better. Kalen DeVore, the new coach at Bama, lost 4 games last year. He's not on the hot seat. They're going to be better, and they're going to be a contender. Mike Norvell, the coach at Florida State, 2-10 last year after coming off a great season the year before. If anybody's on the hot seat, he is. I can't see Florida State staying with Bama. Roll Tide. We'll take Bama -13.
All right. And what else we got?
We got is another big game, Bobby, is LSU at Clemson. Clemson is a 4-point favorite. It's at Clemson, very difficult place to play. Clemson's getting considering them for a national title this year because of all the returning players. LSU, very good offensively. They had their problems defensively last year. Brian Kelly, LSU coach, has a tough time winning openers, let alone have to go to Death Valley and play. I'm going to take Clemson -4.
All right. And you got a couple other games.
Oh, yeah, Vatek at South Carolina. South Carolina came on at the end of last season. They felt they should have been selected for the college football playoff, but they came up short. They're a 13.5-point favorite over Virginia Tech. I'm going to go with South Carolina to cover that spread. I think they're probably one of the most improved teams in the country offensively. Defensively, they have some questions, but I'm going to take South Carolina -13.
All right, you got one more.
I got one more Sunday night, Notre Dame and Miami. Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite. They return a great running game, great offensive line, great defense. The only question mark is C.J. Carr's first start at quarterback. Some red flags have gone up about that, but I think Notre Dame. Miami is another team that just has a tough time winning opening games. And they'll be much better this year. Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback last year, transferred over for $7 million, so he's at Miami. And I'm going to go with Notre Dame. I just think they'll just have a little bit too much on both sides of the ball.
So we got Bama, Texas, Clemson, South Carolina, and Notre Dame for your picks in the opening week. Sid, it's a little unusual to have this many big-name teams playing each other week one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a great weekend if you're a college football fan. The games are spread out nice, too. You know, the only thing that surprised me, like I said, Texas and Ohio State playing at noon tomorrow. I thought that would have been a primetime game, but it's not. But, yeah, it's a great weekend for college football. And let's see what happens. It's always fun. You know, it's always fun.
Well,
and if we could find Ralph, we'll send out an APB on Ralph.
He retired from WILK. And,
he retired.
We lost him.
He's working for Jared Jones. He's going to Green Bay with Michael Parsons.
Hey, Sid, thank you. Great to be back with you. I look forward to talking to you next week. Next week, we'll do your regular Thursday slot, right? Is the NFL starting next week?
Yeah, we got the Birds and the Cowboys Thursday night from Philadelphia.
Good game. All right, my man, thank you very much. Love having you back, Sid. We'll see how your picks stand up.
Okay, my friend, always a pleasure.
Sid Hallinan, the Weekend Warrior. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
the Beatles. Murph tells us this date, 1966, they had their last ever concert at Candlestick Park, San Francisco. The last song they performed, Murph says, in that concert was Little Richard's Long Tall Sally. And, of course, before that, the horror of Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. Gulf Coast. Now, remember this, and I said it at the time. I wasn't on the radio. I was a county commissioner. Just to show you that this erosion of the Democrat Party has been going on for quite some time. Mississippi actually got hit worse than New Orleans. Where did the ravage and the lingering horrendous after effects go on and on and on? New Orleans, because of incompetent Democrat mayors and governors and politicians. Unbelievable. Mississippi recovered really quickly, certainly in the face of what they took. So remember, they got hit harder. And New Orleans is the one that screwed it all up. First the dikes went, and oh, unbelievable. And that's something. Scary stuff. Hey, let's go to Joe from Berwick. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Bob. Hey, so I've got a couple things for you here. First thing is, on Mount Pleasant Road going outside of Orangeville, just about a mile outside of Orangeville, I just found a stand that sells farm fresh eggs, which if you know anything farm fresh eggs, you can just set them on your counter for 2 weeks. You don't even have to refrigerate them. And raw honey, the raw unfiltered honey, the stuff that has the sediment in the bottom, which is really good. It has all, you know, all the good stuff.
I have
stuff
my beekeeper's
in it.
Daughter honey from local honey as well, right here on my desk. Raw and unfiltered, yep. It says. Yep.
Yep. You know what it is. It's good stuff. So the second thing, before I get to my main point, is you need to get full life-size cardboard cutouts of Taylor and her boyfriend and have them in, you know, wedding attire and put them in, you know, the booth or the room wherever Jake works so that he, you know, he's reminded of the upcoming event every day. I'm sure I know he'd love it. But
I'm happy for them. They're, you know, they're two seem to be nice people. They're not going to change. Well, actually, she changes the world, but God bless her. I mean, there's not much happening there.
Yeah, so
God bless them
but,
both.
But you know, my main point I called about, and it is really interesting. You know what I do for a living, and I was just talking to a guy I do work for, and he was commenting on how the roofing industry in this area is getting really pressed because here's the deal. An issue that needs to be dealt with is, number one, way too many lazy, like shiftless, do-nothing Americans who are just growing up lazy, and you can't get them to work. That's one issue. The second issue is some of Trump's policies, unfortunately, for whatever reason, they're even affecting, you know, visa holders. And he said like the recent one was Nicaragua, because I guess there's some kind of beef with Nicaragua and they canceled visas from this country. And he was, you know, telling me how what everybody does know. I mean, listen, God did not put the brown man on this earth to pick our vegetables and do our labor. Okay. The Bible says everyone's supposed to work. Let's get that point straight.
Yep.
But the truth of the matter is that anybody who runs these businesses knows that they said it's even very specific. Like he even said, it's not even, you can't even go and recruit, like he said, you know, Puerto Rican workers, because he said what they found out was if they went and found some and they recruited them to come up here, they would find out, for instance, in their case, that, hey, they can go work at a restaurant or some other job and get almost the same amount of money as the hard work, and that's what they were doing. So what they found out was that they were getting mostly people certain from certain other South American and Central American countries who are still willing to work and grateful to work and are willing to do the hard work. Now, my point is, everybody knows that this issue had to be addressed because how Democrats were using illegal immigration for nefarious means. But there's still a need for legal immigration.
And there's temporary visa programs for all of that.
Yeah, well, but apparently, you know, some decisions, you know, being made are affecting that. And my point is, it would behoove them to get out ahead on this issue and not let Democrats own it. Because if there's a need for illegal immigration, and first of all, as you know, our Constitution.
By the way, John, point taken. They should be pushing and promoting legal immigration, even as they do the deportation, the necessary deportation, and rounding up on everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And use this issue to draw people to their side, just as Democrats have been doing in the wrong way. And the last point I'll make about it, Bob, it is actually the constitutional duty of Congress to set rules for immigration, and they haven't done that, and that's why we've had the mess we're in. In my opinion, it would behoove Republicans to visit this issue and say these are the new rules for immigration, and use that to actually draw in people who want to work coming from these countries.
Amen.
And revitalize the workforce.
You got it, man. I'm with you. Thank you so much, Joe. So, pleasure, always.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.
All right, my friend. Yeah, Joe brings up a great point. They really do need to start talking about ramping up legal immigration simultaneous with this deportation. I'm on that. By the way, so somebody texted in, and a lot of us remember the statement from George H.W. Bush. You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie. He was the FEMA director. But let me say this. I'm going to defend Bush and Brownie. When you've the FEMA work flows through necessarily and legally local officials, and the incompetence in New Orleans and Louisiana were so awful that it wasn't really Brownie's fault. It was a funny statement and all that, but it wasn't really Brownie's fault in Katrina. And unfortunately, Bush took the blame. It was all the Louisiana officials. Because, again, as I pointed out, Mississippi recovered because they had a great governor and they had great local officials. And FEMA cannot operate without them. But thank you for reminding me that. By the way, Joe from TripSpark said, Godfather, fun fact, if Sonny had Easy Pass, Sonny Corleone, he would have taken over as Godfather. Yeah. Somebody else texted in, LTS, the Jerome Mulaney story gives me chills that they found that hero. I'm with you. And one more. This is on here's another. Art, my man Art checking in. He said, Al Gore said Florida was supposed to be underwater by now. Yeah. I know it. And then apropos of nothing but something of consequence. Hey, Bob, speaking of football, want to give a shout out to the Hanover Area School District for trying to extort their Mini Hawk football team $1,400 a game just so the kids could play on their own home field. And the listener points out the Mini Hawk organization is all volunteer. Can't say it's a security issue. Local police department offered to volunteer. Also worth noting, Hanover area is the highest school tax in Luzerne County. Shame on that district. They're trying to charge $1,400 for the midget football team every week. Oh, my gosh. Shame on you, Hanover area. Shame on you, school district. Change this or we're gonna make fun of you every week. To the great listener who sent this in, you remind me every week this is going on and we'll give them a shout-out and a shout-down. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. On the other side, we got a veterans tribute, and our friend Sue Henry is going to join us in that tribute. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, who reminds you that headquarters for Festa Italiana, 519 Linden Street, a Terra 519, and Sergei's the nightclub. They'll be right in the middle of the action and looking forward to it. Thomas Woods. We lost him May 19th. He was from Wilkes-Barre Township. You'd recognize his voice, if not his face. He was born in Wilkes-Barre, graduate of Kingston High School, class of 56, and then Wilkes-Barre Business College. He served with the U.S. Army Reserves, 1956 to 1964. Tom's career in broadcast spanned over 65 years. Well-known radio and TV, a disc jockey, announcer, having worked locally at Warm Radio, Wilk Radio, and as director of creative services at WBRE-TV. In the early 70s, he worked in Washington, D.C. at WTOP, and later at what was the network, syndicated mutual broadcasting system. He operated his own media company also, serving as a television and radio spokesman in the advertising industry, and then worked at Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority in public relations. He served on the Mohegan Sun Arena Board of Directors, as well as the Wilkes-Barre Township Zoning and Hearing Board. Tom led a life filled with purpose and passion, thriving in a career that brought him joy and fulfillment. His unwavering faith served as the foundation for his many contributions to the community. Tragically, he was preceded in death by his grandson, Jake DiGeronimo. But he survived by his loving wife of 61 years, Fran Misavage Woods, his children, and his grandchildren. Tommy Woods. And with us is our friend Sue Henry, who knew Tom, worked with him. Sue, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show and this tribute to your friend Tommy Woods.
Oh, thanks for asking me, Bob. I could talk about Tom Woods all day.
Talk away.
Well, he was, to me, somebody who took the roles in his life very seriously. And you just read a whole bunch of diverse roles that he had during the course of his life. I remember him as a consummate newsman, somebody who reported for WILK on our news broadcast. That's where I got to know him better.
Yeah.
Obviously, coming from the generation I did and loving radio the way that I did then and I do now, when I met him, you know, it was like meeting a rock star to me because these guys, to me, were absolutely larger than life. And, you know, some of them were jerks, not Tom Woods, though. He was a great guy. He was just a salt-of-the-earth guy. He was married to his wife, who I've always called his wife Frances, Saint Frances. We used to kid that she had to be a saint to be married to him. So I called her that. And I didn't tell this story when I talked about him on the air, but I'll tell you, as a testament to who he was and what a great guy he was. My mom died in January of 2019, and it up in Clark Summit, she was her mass was at St. Gregory's, and it was like Dr. Zhivago weather. You know, the wind was whipping across the parking lot. Who shows up there in Clark Summit but Tom Woods?
Yeah.
And he brought St. Francis. She stayed in the car. But, you know, who does that? That, to me, is such a testament of his life to me personally. That was very touching to me.
That is great. That voice was so soothing. I mean, everybody knew that voice for decades in this area.
It's true, because as you mentioned, he did a lot of the work for WBRE, so his voice did appear on all kinds of imaging, obviously on WILK. When he was in the news department, we had him there. So, I mean, you're either born with that kind of voice or you're not. And he, like many other people who live here, and I don't think this area gets enough credit, we have sent so many broadcasters to huge markets in this area. And he had the fortitude and he did it. That's a testament, again, to who he was, that he had the talent and the skill set to take that on to the Mutual Broadcasting Network. And you're right when you talked about it. That was premier. It was UPI. Yep. It was Mutual. They were the old school networks. And his voice appeared probably across the country on that network, which is really a testament.
Amazing stuff. Tommy Woods, great legacy, you know, not only family, but memories. And he served this country for 8 years in the U.S. Army Reserves.
It's incredible. And he didn't talk about that too much, Bob, by the way. That was something you know,
that's the greatness of it.
Yeah. Kept it close to the vest.
Yeah.
And then of course, when the arena came to Wilkes-Barre Township, his service on the arena board, he took very seriously. I know a couple of people who served with him on the arena board, and they loved him to pieces because he was very civically minded. He did that. As you mentioned, he worked on the zoning board in the township, Wilkes-Barre Township, obviously one of the best-run townships in Luzerne County by far, with Mayor Curran, who was a very close-knit friend of Tommy's. You'd see him hanging out with Mayor Curran in the Wilkes-Barre Township municipal building, like yucking it up.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, he was very, he carried that service theme throughout his life.
Amazing stuff. Sue Henry, thank you for your recollections of Tommy Woods.
Sure.
We appreciate it so
much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for asking.
All right. Tommy Woods, our veteran, this hour brought to you by John Basiliga. And remember, when you're at Festa Italiana, take a look inside and have a cocktail, maybe a little dinner, maybe an appetizer at a Terra 519. And at night, Sergei's, the nightclub. It'll be hopping. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny and breezy with a passing shower, high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 46. Saturday, mainly sunny, 72. Sunday, sunny, high 75. Monday, Labor Day, sunny, high 78. So I get the morning papers today, and I see at the, above the fold the headline, special election to fill seat. Now, this, I don't know what else to call him, but Bill Gaughan, this horrible county commissioner and left-wing lunatic, he's trying now, he lost in court, the Supreme Court's probably not going to hear his appeal, which he has no right to file, because he didn't have a second vote. Well, now they put Judge Terry Nealon on the election board. Why Terry? He probably volunteered because Terry Nealon, and I know him a long time, he's the most political of all of the judges on the Lackawanna County bench. The exact wrong person to put on. And I mean 1,000% Democrat. So Chris Chermak's on the blower. He's going to let us know what happened in this election board meeting. Chris, welcome to the program. May you live in interesting times. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I don't get paid enough, Bob. I can tell you right now.
What happened today? What happened?
Well, they passed the ability to put the special election on, so we're going to have that. And my argument was today, and it wasn't, look at, first of all, let me just clarify something. Nothing would make me happier is to put a Republican on that board or on that election and the Republican win, which I'll do everything humanly possible that I can do to make sure that happens. But first of all, my issue was the election board does not have the authority to call a special election. That only
no, they
come
don't.
They don't. So that was number one. So to me, this is not even legal. Like, we can't even be doing this. But they pushed it through, and they voted for it. You know,
and a Democrat politician masquerading as a judge, Terry Nealon, was the second vote they needed. Unbelievable.
Well, they voted for it. So, you know, but this has been a sham from the beginning. It's nothing but a waste of taxpayer money, the court of compli's time, the Commonwealth Court's time, now the Supreme Court's time. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace, and I'm sick and tired of it. But, you know, here's my concern, Bob. Here's my concern. Now, they just set a precedent. So, what happens if what if I walk across the street and get hit by a car? Now we're going to have a special election. Now, what are the chances that another Democrat's going to win? Now we'll have three Democrats on the seat. Our county has a two-party system, and it's a majority-majority system, majority-minority system, and that's how it should be. Now, I don't think it's right. Regardless, and
it
I'm
doesn't work.
Wins,
you brought out the exact right point, Chris Chermak. It doesn't work. By charter, by law, you're supposed to have two members of one party, one member of the other. Unbelievable.
Correct. So what does Donnie Frederickson say? Well, there's been times in the past where we had three Democrats. I said, Donnie, first of all, they switched their party. That doesn't count. And I said, on top of that, in my opinion, if someone switches their party while they're in office, they should be removed, because that's not how they were voted in. So that's not even right, but that's a whole other issue. But my concern was down the road. And I can see it happening, and that's what's going to happen. So they just set a precedence there. And believe me, I want a Republican to run. We need to find a super strong candidate. We don't need a has-been or a wannabe. I need someone. I would love to see someone like John Vasilakis step up and say, I'm going to run. Somebody that could really make a difference and somebody that could work with me. This is insane what I deal with on a daily basis. I'm telling you, it's out of control.
This is unbelievable. I again, Judge Nealon should be ashamed of himself for inserting himself into this when he's completely partisan. And you're exactly right. There's all sorts of unintended consequences to this illegal action, an illegal action voted on by a judge. Now, are you preparing or are you going to file suit or try to get an injunction against this?
Well, I think what's going to happen. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but we have to decide. But I think the Democrat Party is going to file something. So it's probably going to happen. This is going to drag. I'm telling you, this is going to drag out for another 6 months to a year. That's what's going to happen.
My word.
But again, how can I jeopardize an opportunity for a Republican to run? So I was in a no-win situation.
You're torn,
there.
Yeah, you're torn.
But again, I'm not worried about this one. We have a mayor race coming up in the city of Scranton. Every Democrat's going to come out. It's going to be a very difficult race for a Republican to win this. But hey, I'll do everything I can. I'm worried about down the road.
Yeah.
What happens if this is the minority Republican commissioner that needs to be replaced? Now you'll get three. You have three Democrats. I mean, that's the possibility. So it's a disgrace.
Shame on Judge Nealon. Shame, shame, shame.
Welcome to Lackawanna County.
We knew Donnie Fredrickson's a hack. We knew that Gaughan is a hack. But I knew Terry Nealon was a hack too. But now everybody knows it. I hope. I really do.
Well,
man, oh man.
I,
unreal.
Well, we'll see. But I just can't believe what goes on. It surprises me every single day. I just want people to know that I come in here and fight it out every single day, and I do the very best I can for these residents of the county. So it's a difficult, difficult position.
I feel for you, especially today, Chris Chermak. I hope you get somebody good to run on the Republican side, but man, oh man. Best wishes to you. I let me say this, for the purpose you mentioned, I think you've got a position where you could either join in if the Democrat Party of Lackawanna County sues or bring your own suit to enjoin this illegal action. I hope you can.
Well, it's coming down to, do I want to waste taxpayer dollars? This is nuts. So that's the only hesitation I have. If the Democrats are going to do it, well, let them have it. I just can't waste another penny. This is nuts.
All right. Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak on the unfortunately unsurprising effort by Judge Nealon, a Democrat operative, and Bill Gaughan, a Democrat lunatic, to call a special election rather than have the normal process play out. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Oh, that's unbelievable. We have to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll be back. This just in. 290 million Americans have died because of the Medicaid cuts that did not happen under the big, beautiful bill. On another note, Bacardo Jewelers Watch tells me it's 11 o'clock and time for the news with Brian Hughes.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.